It's a very conservative district, largely rural. I think there's 13 counties or so in the district. And in 2012, Congressman Yoho handily won the runoff against a Democrat, but narrowly defeated a longtime Republican, Congressman Cliff Stearns, in the Republican primary in 2012.
What do you think prompted this challenge to Yoho as the incumbent?
Yoho was a maverick his first term in Congress, and with there's being so much animosity towards Congress in general right now, the ratings are very low for Congress in general. It was an opening for a conservative who wanted to challenge Yoho, and obviously is aiming to do just what Yoho did to Cliff Stearns in 2012 to upset him in the primary. But the race itself is generating lots of national attention, not so much because of the district itself, but because of the demeanor of the candidate, each of them accusing the other of not being conservative enough or being too embarrassing to a conservative district.
We have seen these candidates described in the media as everything from unique to colorful to outright odd. So can you tell us just a little bit more about each of them?
Well, Ted Yoho, of course, is a veterinarian, and he's voted with the Republican Party sometimes and not with the Republican Party other times in Congress. He's more of a libertarian in his political leanings. On the other hand, Jake Rush, former deputy sheriff, gamer, and obviously engaged in some role-playing that's become controversial, but very conservative himself and actually trying to run more to the right of Yoho than Yoho himself. They differ most when it comes to foreign policy. Each one is accusing the other one of not being truly in step with the quote-unquote conservative constituency in the district.
Now, what is the influence of Clay County's vote in this race?
Well, it has a significant number of constituents, Republicans, who turn out. It's a little bit older constituency than some of the other portions of the district, and that usually means in a primary election that you'll have, you know, there'll be a higher turnout in Clay County than in some of the more, the other younger rural districts. But in general, rural people tend to vote at a higher percentage than people in urban areas. It's just that there's more people living in urban areas.
Okay, and Professor McManus, as we get down to the wire here on this primary, anything else you have observed about this race in particular?
It fits the mold of races that we've seen across the country, namely being that much of the competition is likely to be in these party primaries where people are just satisfied with sitting Congress members, as it is in the general election. So the primaries across the country have really been generating very fierce contests, and this is one of those districts.